Let's get to... I've done that bit, Alex. Let's get to the other story that we're looking at here. And that is Donald Trump, who's going to beat Oprah Winfrey, because Oprah Winfrey might run, and Oprah would be a lot of fun, says Donald Trump. That and Steve Bannon back in the news. Let's go to LBC's US correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, good evening to you.
Hello, Ian.
It's all happening again, isn't it? We've now, you know, after one reality star becomes the president, now a TV host could become the next one.
Yes, well, of course, all of this speculation about Oprah Winfrey perhaps flirting with the idea of a presidential run in 2020 was kicked off by that impassioned speech that she made at the Golden Globes on Sunday night, of course, embracing and really, I suppose, stepping forward as a leader of the Me Too movement and promising that change is on the horizon. And it certainly sounded like the kind of speech that you would give if you were contemplating a presidential kickoff. However, it's very unclear whether that's really her intention. There are friends of Oprah's being quoted in the US media to saying that she's definitely thinking of running. Mm. And then there are friends of Oprah being quoted in the US media saying, no, she's not really serious about it. She's intrigued by the idea. But she has said on so many occasions just in the last few months that she categorically rules out the idea of running for the presidency. This was all on President Trump's mind today. Day, as you suggested. He told reporters that he would beat Oprah Winfrey if she ran. He pointed out that he had been on her program during the last week of her daily television program's run here in the United States, that he's known her for a very long time. And indeed, at various points during his own career, long before he thought about running for the U.S. presidency, Donald Trump said that if he ever did, he thought that Oprah Winfrey would have made a fantastic running mate. So we've gone from the possibility of a Trump-Winfrey ticket for the Republican Party to a Trump-Winfrey standoff, if indeed she pursues this idea any further. But, you know, there are formidable obstacles for Oprah Winfrey if she wants to try and become the Democratic Party's presidential candidate. But, of course, there were formidable obstacles for a man by the name of Donald Trump.
Indeed. And Donald Trump, of course, surrounded himself with this team of like-minded people. One of them was Steve Bannon, who's just lost job number two in as many months.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, talk about Toby Young's fall from grace. I mean, Stephen Bannon's may even eclipse it. Stephen Bannon has gone from being the president's right-hand man, his chief strategist, his ideological gray cardinal inside the White House, a man so powerful at one point that Donald Trump put him on the National Security Council, which was unheard of for a political advisor to any president of the United States. And now, tonight, he's basically on the dole. He has been fired from his position at Breitbart News, where he was the editor-in-chief, the chief executive of Breitbart News, the right-wing news organization that propelled him and Trumpian ideology to prominence. He loses everything at Breitbart News, including the daily radio program that he has been hosting since he exited the White House. So betrayed does Donald Trump and the Trump family feel by Stephen Bannon that it's very hard now to see what kind of role he can possibly play publicly. He's not just lost his position at the White House. He's not just lost his job at Breitbart News. He's lost the money that was funding him from the powerful, influential, very conservative Mercer family. It has all gone, and it's an astonishing fall from grace for a man who at one point was on the cover of Time magazine. They were arguing he was the real president of the United States. That stuck in Donald Trump's craw, by the way, to tonight having absolutely no immediate future whatsoever.
And just in a few words, Simon, would Breitbart's reasoning for having to part company with Mr. Bannon have been because Breitbart essentially need to retain a very pro-Trump position?
Well, yes, and I think it's the money more than anything else as well, Ian. I mean, once the Mercer family, which funds Breitbart News, pulled their money, and once the White House, I think it was on Friday, suggested that Breitbart ought to think about ditching Stephen Bannon, I think the die was very much cast. And a presidential spokesman said just yesterday here, there is no way back for Stephen Bannon. That was very much a sign that President Trump is not in any kind of forgiving mood.
Simon Marks, as ever, thank you. US correspondent for LBC. Reference those two stories, Oprah, Steve Bannon and Donald Trump.